For NPR Illinois, I'm Mary Hansen. Communities around Illinois are debating police reforms. In Springfield, two city council members are proposing a bigger role for the Police Oversight Commission and spelling out use of force rules. I talked with Alderwoman Doris Turner and Alderman Sean Gregory. Turner starts by discussing what brought about the proposals.
There has always been a community concern about some of the interactions between law enforcement and the community. I think it's something that is pervasive throughout our country. We have not had the types of incidences in Springfield that we've seen in other places in our country. What Alderman Gregory and I are proposing to do is to be proactive instead of reactive.
And as well as being proactive, some things to really help advance police and community relations.
What are some of the changes that you all would like to see within the police department?
We talk about the ban of the use of neck restraints, chokeholds, and carotid holds on a suspect unless during a deadly force encounter. And we say that it should not be used for detention purposes. Who can argue with that? We talk about not using tear gas, pepper spray, rubber bullets, and stun grenades to disperse any assembled group of individuals unless necessary to protect persons, property, or effect an arrest are used in conjunction with an emergency order issued by the mayor. We talk about incorporating crisis intervention and de-escalation techniques into minimum training standards. Who can argue with that? You know, we talk about only requesting no-knock warrants under limited circumstances. I just think that these are common sense things and people are making them out to be the most terrible thing that's going to put a stranglehold on law enforcement and they're not going to be able to do their job. I really believe that if individuals took the time to read the ordinance, they would have very little concern.
We don't get that chance when we touch on this subject because it's the same thing that plays out a lot of times for these interactions on the street. Black people don't get that opportunity to explain the whole story. They just take whatever and run with it. Nobody's saying that pepper spray or things can be used under those circumstances because we know our officers run across those. Those are the things that are frustrating and some of the comments that come from people who are in law enforcement. And if you read that, I don't understand how you can't understand what we're saying.
The policies on use of deadly force and banning of chokeholds are in the general policy orders. And I think the police chief sort of reiterated that recently and why include them in the ordinance.
A standard operating procedure is part of what an administration puts in place. And administrations change. Police chiefs change. Mayors change. If you have something that's codified in ordinance form, then you have more than just a standard operating procedure. You have what the city is committed to doing.
You're asking for all the complaints of excessive force, including lethal force, to be forwarded to the Police Community Review Commission. How does that help improve police community relations?
These are some of the things that Police Citizens Review Commission are supposed to be doing, but it puts all the onus on the community to come to them. And there's a lot of concern about the inaccessibility of the commission. And so I think that by mandating that these complaints be sent to that Police Review Commission, it takes that onus off of the community and puts it on officer accountability.
And it's important for the community to have that. The city has to do a better job putting that out there that we do have a process. I know I encourage that process to be used whenever somebody contacts me. And we want to make sure we use those processes because if they are broke or there are some problems within them, that's how we know how we can fix them.
The other piece of this is on misconduct complaints is creating a database of those. The union in the past has raised concerns about sharing that information publicly. Would that database be public? And how do you see that helping to improve the police department?
We had a situation recently where a police officer was in one of our surrounding bedroom communities, was involved in a significant misconduct situation. That officer left that force and was then almost immediately rehired by another Springfield bedroom community. And it's my understanding that the individuals who made that hire were not aware that there had been this other situation in the previous employment. So I think that this is the kind of database information that would be helpful to other law enforcement agencies.
You know, I definitely think that it'll be a good tool. Having that tool in place, you know, will make anybody think twice about, you know, mistreating people or just making sure we do our jobs fully.
What are you hoping for the council discussion in a couple weeks here?
I really hope that between now and when we do have a committee of the whole, that aldermen, community members, law enforcement that have concerns about anything that's in this ordinance will pick up the phone and call and have a conversation with us about it. And if someone sees something that's very glaring that they have significant issues with, let's talk about it. And perhaps there is a compromise. But I think that what we have to have is communication. We just can't have people setting up walls to say that they are against something before they even read it.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think I look forward to the conversation.
That was Springfield City Council members Sean Gregory and Doris Turner. I'm Mary Hansen.